This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Get it? The Bird Show.
I'm very confused. It's a mystery.
It's a what now?
A mystery. How has this happened over the last hour? So if you
less than. Are you really, with me, are you really surprised?
No. Not anymore.
Not anymore. Especially with that on-air chemistry that they had.
All right, so if you weren't listening about 40 minutes ago, we surprised Abby with a dude from France that Kristen found on Instagram. That super good-looking dude and was saying like, hey, I've got this wedding coming up, and I need in his French accent. He's really super good looking.
He's a very attractive man.
Very good looking dude. So we surprised Abby this morning. She never saw this coming, and we got him on the show. He called in from Nice. So we introduced him. The chemistry was certainly deniable. It was awkward.
I wasn't prepared. I didn't know when to talk. I didn't know if I was pitching myself for him. I was very confused at what was going on.
But he was like running sort of this, I don't know, this contest almost on Instagram about hey, win a date with me. I'm hot. A French guy.
Yeah. I mean, basically he's saying like, you know, I want a hot date to make my cousin jealous at his wedding. Leave a comment. Whoever gets the most likes, I will fly you to France and you'll be my plus one for this date. Right. Mm. So I was like, this will be a fun bit for the show.
Yeah.
So we get dude on and we surprise her. And then, you know, just right before we're about to come back on the show, you guys are like, the post is gone.
Yeah, because I was going to comment because I'm like, okay, if I am only going to be able to get out four words on the air, or three words, I like bread, I've got to find some way to compensate for it with a funny comment. So I was like, let's pull up the Instagram post. Let's craft something to be able to say, I should be the girl to go to Cannes for this wedding. And I was scrolling through the Instagram. My man's deleted it.
Now he's still on TikTok.
Well, he deleted his whole page?
No. His page is definitely there.
He's like, I gotta get away from this girl.
I'm done with socials.
But we were specifically referencing his Instagram post because I don't have TikTok. So that's how I saw it. Because Cassie found it, forwarded it to her. And she's like, it's not on Instagram. It's on TikTok. And I'm like, wait. I'm like, I don't have TikTok. I saw this on Instagram. And I'm like, no, surely. And I went and I scroll. And he has deleted the post that Sharon Stone commented on, which is why it popped up in my For You page.
Well, don't you think, dude, being on with us this morning as we're talking about his Instagram post and we're talking about this whole thing, he would have mentioned to us that it's not up on Instagram anymore?
Hey.
Or he deleted it right after.
Right after.
Was it there this morning?
It's there right now.
Oh, it is?
It's in the reels. Katie just found it.
Oh, so he just blocked Abby.
No, because Kristen couldn't find it either.
When you post a reel, you don't necessarily have to post it to the main grid of your page. You can just have it sit under reels and then you can remove it
Abby,
later on.
He set up a special one for you. It's at the website abbysgotnogame.com.
He just geofenced his Instagram profile.
Dude, I really thought for a hot second, I'm like, did this guy go on the phone and like, oh, there he is. He's on it. It's there. It's just under reels.
Gluten.
Well, and just so up, you know, it's got 7.8 million.
7.8 million.
So what should I comment to make this guy go, ah, yes, she would be a date for this?
So there's 7.8 million views and there's 10,000 comments. And then Sharon Stone is the top comment, which he pinned. And it says, Sharon Stone commented, too bad I can't do it. I have celiac disease.
Oh, because of the bread.
Yeah, because of the gluten.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I shouldn't be surprised that it's got almost 8 million views. Really? I mean, he's a great looking dude that's offering a trip. Mm-hmm. Did he say that he's going to pay for you to come out to Florida?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's offering a trip to hang out with him all day at a wedding in Cannes, France. So I shouldn't be surprised that there's 8 million people that have taken a look at it.
Yeah, I love bread and I love when men pay for things. So I'm not surprised that other women have jumped on board with this as well. I don't know if you have to you're in the baggage part of the plane. That's the ticket he's paying for, but I'm down to go.
It looks like the comment we have to beat is from Valentina, and she posted her full ChatGPT and what ChatGPT told her to post, and it has almost 5,000 likes.
I don't know that I can beat a woman named Valentina.
What's she look like?
Valentina?
I mean, you're born to be beautiful if your name's Valentina.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
Her account's private. I can't see.
She's so pretty.
We're going to take her name for it. She's fine.
how, on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you? Are you about this whole thing? Because I've been holding back on some opinions I have.
You have some opinions. I'm cautiously excited. I mean,
all right, then I'll shut up.
Okay. No. You can share some opinions. I'm like, if he picked me, I would be excited, but also kind of like, am I going to get murdered?
Well, if I share my opinions, I think you're not going to get picked. So I won't share my opinion.
Can Abby leave the studio and then you can share your opinions? Yeah. I want to know him.
No, because he could go online and he could listen to it. And he's like, I don't want anything to do with those guys.
We won't send him this link. We'll only send him the other one. He won't know. He's busy.
He's not listening.
He lives in Nice, France. Yeah. Do you think he's going to tune into this?
Okay. When Kristen initially emailed me about this dude and I looked at the video, I said, this guy seems like a real douchebag. Let's do it. But even in talk, I don't know.
Nice.
I'm with you. I'm also not a fan.
Which is
so funny because I pride myself on my intuition. I really like this guy.
Yeah.
Like the fact that he was willing to come on the air with us and do this bit.
Oh yeah, the goodness of his heart more likes. And
no,
more...
for sure. I mean, he gets hello. It's a business transaction, 100%. But he's still able to do it, and he had a sense of humor about it. I do think, and Abby, Cassie, you can attest to this. British humor very different than American humor. Mm-hmm. I think French humor is very different than American humor as well. And I actually you thought douchebag. I thought dorky. I think this is a super hot, dorky dude.
I mean, I've been to France a couple of times. We could play a game called French or Douche, because you wouldn't be able to tell.
Exactly.
They just have a very different attitude about things.
I will say I have ignored Kristen's intuition a couple of times in the past, and she's been dead on every single time. So now when Kristen, if I have a feeling, then Kristen feels the opposite. I feel the way Kristen feels.
Get it? The Bird Show.